How a sleepy Southern college changed the course of American art history. It's Art Talk on KCRW. World War II displaced a lot of artists who were teaching at the Bauhaus in Germany, artists of all disciplines there, and some of those artists wound up in North Carolina, of all places, in the great Smoky Mountain town of Asheville. And one school there turned into a training ground for some of the most daring artists to emerge in post-war America. Hunter Droho-Yoska-Philp is here to talk about this place and time and an exhibit at The Hammer that pays homage to their work. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
Let's set the scene here. We're talking the 1930s. A lot of artists in Germany are faced with a brutal choice: get out of the country or face the consequences of the Nazis, who consider all modern art, what did they call it, degenerate.
That's right, and they're invited to come to Black Mountain College by the founder, who starts it in 1933, a most fortuitous time. He's able to bring artists from the Bauhaus over to teach, specifically Joseph Albers, a geometric painter, and Annie Albers, his wife, who is a weaver. And their impact on this school and the students is extraordinary. For one thing, there's also a lot of emphasis on multidisciplinary thinking, which was the core of the Bauhaus curriculum.
A lot of people doing a lot of different things. Tell us about the school, Black Mountain College.
Well, it's opened from 1933 to 1957, and it's not too much to say that it changed the course of American modern art, in that students would come and they would study painting, but they'd also be around poets and dancers and choreographers and architects. I mean, Buckminster Fuller was there. What I thought was interesting was that he apparently tried to make his first geodesic dome out of Venetian blinds. It didn't work. But the atmosphere of being free of a traditional curriculum really inspired a lot of artists who then go on to make abstract art.
What is included in this exhibit at The Hammer that we're going to see?
You'll see works that you wouldn't necessarily think of as fine art. You'll see jewelry, ceramic, poetry, photography, as well as painting and sculpture. You'll also see great diversity in the artists represented there. You'll see work by women, which until recently really wasn't that popularly supported. And there was also an openly gay scene there. And three of the most famous artists to come out of Black Mountain are Robert Rauschenberg and Merce Cunningham and John Cage, all of whom are able to explore that as people there. And of course, they also riff off each other to create incredible bodies of work that are very experimental.
We're talking about this school in North Carolina. Is there a connection with Los Angeles, so many miles away?
Yes, because artists all over America wanted to teach there, even though the salary was almost nothing. And two of the most influential were Peter Volkos and Emerson Wolfer, both of whom come back to Los Angeles to be extremely influential teachers. And one of the reasons that the show is important here is that LA itself has quite a tradition of having great art schools where artists are allowed to be more experimental, and also they stay here. I mean, many people now think that the contemporary art scene in Los Angeles is so strong because of its art schools, because artists stay here and continue to teach.
All right. Well, the exhibit's on display at The Hammer through May 15th. Hunter Droho-Yoska-Philp with Art Talk this week. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.